your name?
My name's Stanley Davis.
Okay, just a moment, sir.
Who has Stanley? Who has the words?
Who do?
I do.
Okay.
No, sorry.
Okay. All right, sir, Mr. Bill is going to be conducting your hearing.
Okay, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, will you please state your full name and agency number for the record?
My name is Stanley Albert Davis. My DOC number is 199807.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the Oakland Board of Executive Clemency this afternoon in reference to your shooting supervision application. I'm going to conduct your hearing at this time. We have to my left is Honorable Woody Canales. My name is David Neal. I'll be your panel chair. To my right is Honorable Michael Johnson. And to his right is Honorable Joel Rittenhouse. Also in the room, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections. And he will also represent the parole office today. Prior to hearing, you received a notification from advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you notified you'd like to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a license attorney at your own expense. Would you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself today.
Okay, I'm just wondering, Mr. Westby, at this time, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
Do you? Okay, you're going to be conducting two phases this afternoon, sir. In phase one, you will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, you will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. Well, in phase one, we're going to go through the two allegations that are on your warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask you to tell me if it's true or false. So allegation number one is violation of Oregon Division Supervision number 7 as demonstrated by the use of cocaine on or about February 9, 2018 for the task lab report dated February 12, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
All right. Allegation number two is violation of Oregon Division Supervision number 2 as demonstrated by the failure to follow the direct teams of your assigned parole officer by refusing to enroll in programming on about February 20th, 2018 as verbally directed on February 20th, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That's false.
That's false?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Here's some information from Mr. Westby before we continue. So, Mr. Westby, allegation number two.
On December 20th, 2018, offender Davis Stanley, ADC number 199807, reported in person to Northeast Parole Office, is verbally directed on February 16th, 2018, and was stabbed by Senior Parole Officer Osborne and Parole Supervisor Flake due to his positive urine sample for cocaine and marijuana on February 9th, 2018. During a staffing, offender refused programming at Norfolk Reentry Center and kept indicating he does not have a drug problem. Offender kept making excuses for his positive UA to include that the employee at task was new. Then he stated that he bought a cigarette from someone that must have had illegal drugs in it. Due to the fact that offender was not willing to program prior to being placed in handcuffs and his denial of his drug use, the offender was returned to custody. On February 13, 2018, Community Corrections Officer Murray met face-to-face with the offender's residence located at 1726 East Coronado Road, Phoenix, Arizona 85006. When CCO Murray arrived at the offender's residence, the offender was standing outside. CCO Murray handed the offender a non-compliance letter dated February 13, 2018, which directed him to report a person to the Northeast Parole Office on 801 South 16th Street, number 1, Phoenix, Arizona, 85034 on February 16th, 2018 at 9 a.m. The offender stated to CCO Murray that there was a misunderstanding and that he was clean when he submitted the sample. The offender denies any use of drugs and blamed the positive urine sample on a new tech at the task facility not knowing what he was doing. On February 16th, 2018, the offender contacted his assigned parole officer and stated that he was just released from the hospital this morning. He stated he went to the hospital on February 15th, 2018 due to being jumped by some Hispanic guys who assaulted him with bats and sustained broken ribs. The offender stated he is not mobile and unable to report a patient to Northeast Parole Office on February 16th, 2018. Offender is verbally directed to report a person to Northeast Parole Office on February 20th, 2018, and provide hospital paperwork. On February 20th, 2018, the offender reported a person at Northeast Parole Office is verbally directed and was staffed with SPR Osborne and P.S. Fleischman. The offender provided hospital discharge documents during staff, and the offender was returned to custody as previously mentioned.
Thank you, sir. So what is not true about that, sir?
It's actually saying that I refused to program.
Well,
they asked me when I was told to go to the MRC to return to the MRC program. And I asked them if I could go to the Newberry program that was in the city because I was working at the American Roofing Company, and we had to be at the job office site at 5 a.m. And I told them that by me going all the way out to Pinnacle Peak, I would not be able to get to the job at 5 a.m. And they said, oh, so you're refusing the program? And I said, no, sir, I'm not. I'm just asking if I could just be in an inner city program to where I could continue to work.
All right, so I'm going to move this hearing forward, and then we'll get in phase two, you can fully explain that, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so at this time, based on the admission of Mr. Davis to allegation number one and information on warrant number 201AW0486 and information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to find Mr. Davis to deliver as he violated terms of condition of the supervision of the man not to authorize in the criminal ways of the company.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, so as we go into phase two, Mr. Westby's going to give us some background information first. So stay on the phone, and I'll get back with you in a couple minutes, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Westby.
On November 8, 2017, Mr. Davis was released from DOC. He was arrested February 20, 2018 by ADC staff, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody February 20, 2018, with a protected CCD of August 7, 2018, 0 to 9 days. Current conviction, 2016, trafficking in stolen property, 3.5 years. Prior convictions, 2005, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. 2005, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2006, escape second degree, 1.5 years. 2009, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. 2011, robbery, 2.5 years. This is his third term in DOC. CUIR score 2, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. Our terms of supervision, 2007, TIS extender, 39 days, arrested on new charge of shoplifting, revoked by the BABC. 2009, TIS release of extender, 79 days, revoked by the BABC. His disciplinary violations are moderate, violence noted. Other arrests, 1992, theft, Maryland, disposition unknown. 1996, criminal damage, Maryland, disposition unknown. 1997, burglary, Maryland, disposition unknown. 2008, simple assault, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. Excuse me, Whistler is G3B4.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Davis, can we go over some information about the case supervision summary? So when you were released November 8th, 2017, you were approved to the residence located at 1726 East Coronado Road in Phoenix, and it had no other approved addresses. So did you stay at that address the entire time you're out, sir?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you. So you were working for American Roofing?
Yes.
But are you a roofer, or were you working as a laborer?
I was a laborer, but I had to also help with the roofers when they were doing piece work.
Okay. there's a big market for that in Urban Valley. And so from programming, it showed November 8th, 2017, you refer to task around the public program analysis, you were assigned to lift. You were responsible for submitting 5 urine samples on November 20th, 2017, and December 2017. Your urine samples were negative, and on January 16th, 2018, your urine sample was positive for methamphetamine, heroin, and cocaine. On January 19th, 2018, you were staffed by SPO Osborne, and was placed on a pre-random drug testing, similar to code Jade. On February 6th, 2018, the offender's urine sample was negative, and on February 9th, 2018, your sample tested positive for cocaine and marijuana. So, from reading going on there, you thought there was a mistake in these U-waves, the positive U-waves, over the year using methamphetamines and the like?
Well, I did use that, sir, and I admitted to it. And they sent me to the MRC program. I'm in out of Pinnacle Peak, and the counselor out there called my parole officer and told me that she didn't have a program for me. And she returned me back to my parole officer. And then I went directly back to my parole officer. And she was not there, so I seen another parole officer. And they gave me a schedule to see her on December the 9th. And I went back on December the 9th and I seen her. And she gave me my papers to redo all over again, so I did. And then I went back to work, and I'm still working for American Movement, which I still have that job, you know, and I was just, you know, I made my mistakes, sir, and I'm not saying that I did, but I was only merely asking if I could do a program in the city that way I could continue to work at my job, and I was taking care of my dad at home and working. I stayed out of the police contact. I committed no new crimes. And yes, I made my mistakes and I owned up to it. But I would hope that I could continue to go back to work. And if I have to, I'll go to a program. As long as if I could be able to catch the bus to my job. I was making $14 an hour, and I paid my parole fee. So, I mean, yes, I made my mistakes, but I would really like to get a chance to prove not just myself, but the parole board that I can be successful.
Well, the mistakes were the words of crimes. Other illegal substances and use and possession and everything else. So although you didn't go out robbing anybody or those kind of crimes, you still were committing crimes by using drugs. And I do understand the MRC program was pretty much you started and you're stuck with it for whatever time period they have given. If you do an ADA program, I don't know if you can work it out in there, but like the first 30 days you can't work. But the reason for that MRC is to get you away from the roads and back on the straight and narrow. I'm going to see if any of my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Any questions? Okay, sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing now. I'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Give us any other information that you think might be pertinent. We ask that you don't repeat yourself, but it's your time to make a final statement now.
Well, sir, all I can say is I acknowledge my mistakes, and, you know, my dad needs me at home, and I would
discussion, we'll be talking amongst ourselves to make a decision. We ask that you remain silent, but stay informed, we can hear the whole discussion, and I'll get back with you once we're finished making a decision, okay?
Yes, sir.
Any more in that discussion?
This is,
a lot of, I think, semantics going on in this one. Excuses for why you're doing central improvement, going around texts and different things like that. But I just don't see Mr. Bonus as being a good candidate for the return to peace and agreement this time. He will be getting out on the 7th, which really isn't that far away. And I would hope to make a good plan so that when he does get out, he can do what he needs to do and move on his life without returning to any of the criminal ways. But I wonder if there was any discussion from my fellow members. So, based on all information in room 208-2486, the mission is based on allegation number one and the information that you want, and information from the Department of Corrections on discussion or allegation number two. I move to revoke the supervision of Mr. Davis as in the law of violated terms of additional supervision and have actually back to action in criminal ways for companies, specifically the use of drugs.
Second.
Okay, agree. All right, so the board has voted to revoke the community supervision at this time. You will be released out about August 7th, 2018. It's not that far away, but we suggest in the meantime that you possibly do some, maybe some little AA and NA in whatever yard you're on, most of the yards have that available to them. But make yourself a plan so that when you get out, you can go back to that job and you can do what you need to do, and you don't have a PO that you're working, you don't have to worry about getting sanctioned to MRC or any place else like that. But it will be up to you to take care of your fine with drugs, because we're the only one that can do it.
Okay? To answer your question,
yes.
Why is my release date August the 7th?
Okay.
I didn't stop.
Sir, if you...
Sir, okay.
We have nothing to do with the time comp. We go by the information that is given to us for this hearing. If you feel that time is, that is an incorrect date, you need to talk to your CO3, but they can talk to time comp and figure out exactly what date it is. Okay?
Okay, but I was just saying the time comp sent me a paper saying July 17th.
Well, the paperwork we have says August 17th, or 7th. That's all I know. So if there's an issue, you need to talk to your CO3 and make a time comp and figure out the exact date, okay? And if time comp sends you something with an earlier date than that, that's fine. Don't know it up to you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, listen to your hearing. Please put the CO3 back on the phone.